The Jolynn Braley Show, Episode 32, How to End Yo-Yo Dieting Syndrome. Hello and welcome. This is Jolynn Braley, weight loss mindset expert and founder of the Inner Self Diet, my proven proprietary step-by-step system to struggle-free permanent weight loss. And this is the Jolynn Braley Show. I help exceptional women and a few cool men achieve permanent weight loss by doing the proven steps of the Inner Self Diet. You can find out more by going to fearlessfatloss.com. Grab my free 5-day e-course while you're there. It will help you discover what's really been stopping you from losing weight for good and what you can do about it. Join me on today's show as I go beyond the food to the real issue. What is the real issue? Well, I know that you think that the real issue is your overeating and your overweight body, but you are mistaken. Those are only symptoms of the real issue, which is your mindset. Yes, your mindset is the real problem or the solution. Mindset is 90% of the solution if you crave struggle-free, permanent success with your weight. If you would love to put an end to all of your ongoing, frustrating, painful, annoying food and weight struggles, put an end to your emotional eating, binge eating, compulsive overeating, stuffing yourself, the shame, the guilt, the embarrassment, people calling you fat, being rejected, rejecting yourself because you can't stand yourself. If you'd love to put an end to all of that struggle and replace it with a weight loss mindset, then you will actually be living the success that my clients are living today. Believe it or not, the truth is you really can achieve freedom from that mess that you're living in. And I'll tell you why I can talk about that mess you're living in so clearly and with such passion. It's because I've been where you are right now. I have lived in that struggle. I know what it feels like. I know what it feels like to be obsessed with food and to be unable to control your own mind, your own emotions, to be unable to stop yourself from eating all those foods that you know are putting and keeping the extra fat on your body. Well, once you get a weight loss mindset, which is 90% of your current problem, right now you have an FAT mindset. That is a mindset grounded in fear attracting thoughts. Once you get a weight loss mindset, then all of that mess will be behind you. You will never be able to leave that struggle behind you by chasing diets, food diets, diets that tell you you should eat this, you shouldn't eat that, eat like this, you'll lose weight fast. Do this kind of exercise program with this diet and you'll lose weight fast. Those physical actions, while they are important, it's not important to diet. My clients don't diet. What is important is living a healthy lifestyle. So those physical actions of living healthy and fit, of feeding your body the healthy foods, of getting regular exercise, of eating only when you're hungry, stopping when you're full, those are only 10% of the solution. Those are only 10% of the body that you crave. What makes it easy to do those things that you already know you need to do is your mindset. Or what makes it extremely difficult to do those things to start living healthy and fit, to keep living healthy and fit, to continue living healthy and fit. What makes it extremely difficult to do that is your mindset. So on today's show, what we are talking about is how to end yo-yo dieting syndrome. And first, let's take a look at what exactly is yo-yo dieting. First of all, as you think back and as you look back and as you scan over your lifetime and go all the way back to the first time you ever dieted, you might have been put on a diet when you were a small child. I've had several clients who had that experience. Adults told them that they were fat and they were forced to go on a diet. If you were not forced to go on a diet when you were a child, then you forced yourself to go on a diet because you thought you were fat. And identify the age you were then when you first started having any kind of struggle with food or your weight. It's very possible you were not even overweight, but you thought you were. You thought you were fat. You thought you weren't good enough. You thought you had to lose weight, that your body wasn't good enough. You had body image issues. So how old were you then? That number is very easy for you to find. Take that number, subtract it from your current age, and what number do you get? What do you get? 27, 37, 47, 50? Whatever number you get when you subtract your current, when you subtract the age you were when you first started struggling with food and weight, you subtract that number from your current age, whatever number you get is the total number of years you have been struggling with food and your weight. And when you have that realization right now, I am certain that it makes sense to you that having this big of a problem, this is why you've never been able to solve it through a little piddly diet, a diet that tells you how to eat, what not to eat. And again, understand, I'm not saying that healthy, I'm not talking about those silly scams, silly fad diets, silly little sprinkles you put on your food that contain MSG. I'm not talking about anything silly or insane. I'm talking about there actually are some healthy eating plans out there on the market. But when you force yourself to eat in a certain way and you have never resolved this huge problem that has been going on since you were a child, you've never released the root of it, you never healed the root of it, you're never going to achieve struggle-free weight loss by forcing yourself to diet. And this is why you continue the yo-yo dieting syndrome. Yo-yo dieting, you force yourself to diet, you lose weight. You might lose 10, 30, 100 pounds maybe even. But then you gain it all back plus more. And then you force yourself to diet again because you feel afraid, you feel anxious, you feel horrible, you feel guilty, you feel ashamed of yourself because you gained all that weight back, plus another 10, 20, 30 pounds. And you force yourself to diet again, and then you lose weight again. This time maybe you lose 10, 20, 50 pounds. But then you gain it all back because you go back to your old ways, and then you do it again. And it just keeps getting worse. It keeps feeling worse because now you've got this string of failures behind you. They were short-lived successes where you lost weight, but then you gain it all back. And inevitably, what happens is this. You lose the weight, and you're going along, and you feel like you've got control of yourself, but because all you did is you only applied 10% of the solution, which is the food and the exercise. You've never addressed the 90%. So you got a little bit of success. You're going along. And then inevitably, that quote-unquote something happens. And you cannot even say exactly what that something is. But there's always something that happened. And you rubber band right back to all of your old ways of overeating, abusing food, stuffing yourself, buying all kinds of food to stuff yourself with on the weekend, doing Last Supper eating on Sunday night, stuffing yourself to the gills, and then waking up Monday morning and telling yourself that you're going to start all over again and do another diet. And you do that week after week, month after month, year after year, and it just keeps going on. And it gets worse and worse and worse as you go because you never achieve that full success. Now, something to understand right now is You can, if you are willing to, you can stop beating yourself up about the fact that you've never achieved lasting, struggle-free, permanent success with your weight because you've never done the part that you need to do to get that. So there's no reason to criticize yourself for all of your failures because all you've been doing is applying 10% to a huge problem that needs a 90% solution. What's good is that you already have the 10%. You've had enough failures and enough short-term successes with weight loss that you know that you need to eat healthy, you need to exercise regularly, you've done that enough times, you know how to do those things. But what you've got to do, and this is not my rule, it's just how it is, you're never going to achieve struggle-free lasting success with your weight unless you solve and heal the root of your overeating and overweight struggles. And these struggles are not about food, eating, or exercise. They have nothing to do with any of that. So how to end yo-yo dieting syndrome? Number one, clearly forcing yourself to diet does not work. If it did, then why would you still be struggling? Why would you be listening to me right now? So number one, you've got to heal the root of your overeating and overweight struggles. Again, these struggles are not about the food. They are not about your inability to stop overeating. They are not about your inability to stay consistent with exercise. The root of your symptoms are your overeating and your overweight. They have nothing to do with your symptoms. The root has nothing to do with your symptoms. Once you heal the root of your symptoms, again, your symptoms are the fat on your body and your FAT mindset, which is grounded in fear-attracting thoughts, filled with all the negativity and the blame and the shame and the hatred and the rage at food and people that you blame saying that they made you fat, all the things that you do in your head. That's all a symptom of your FAT mindset, which is what creates your overeating and your overweight. Underneath all of that, though, there is a root, and until you heal that root, you will continue to struggle. So number two, the way to end your yo-yo dieting syndrome is stop right now with chasing the diets. Just stop. It's not going to give you the result you want. You don't have to believe what I'm saying. Look at your own experience. How many times have you lost weight only to gain it back again? How many Mondays have come and gone where you've told yourself, today is the day, I'm going to do it. I've got motivation. I went on Pinterest. I went on Facebook. I joined Facebook groups. I have all these pictures of these fit women, and they all say, just do it. Today, I'm going to just do it. How many times exactly have you told yourself that? Exactly how many Mondays have there been? There's 52 Mondays in a year. Multiply 52 times the number of years you've been struggling if you've been forcing yourself to diet that whole time. If you've been forcing yourself to diet for 10 years, multiply 52 times 10. This is not a joke. This is your life. Get real with yourself. Look at these numbers. Look at what you're doing to yourself. No one else is doing this to you. This is a symptom of your FAT mindset, which is 90% of your problem. So the number two step to end yo-yo dieting syndrome is just stop chasing the diets. Every day there's a new diet out on the market, a new food diet. A doctor, a nutritionist is putting out a new food diet every day, telling you that you should eat this and you shouldn't eat that, that you should eat this kind of fruit and don't eat that kind of fruit, eat these vegetables, don't eat that kind, this will fix your insulin, this will reduce your body fat, do this, don't do that. But then over here you've got another doctor or nutritionist or a fitness professional telling you something else. And then, oh, here you've got 10 others telling you something else. Who do you listen to? What is really awesome is that my clients in the inner self diet, which has nothing to do with eating and exercise, I do not teach my clients how to eat and exercise. They already know how to do those things. The inner self diet is about the 90%, the 90% of your problem. And what's great about the inner self diet is my clients learn how to listen to themselves, which I realize it's easier said than done when you're just listening to me right now on this free podcast. You do need to have specific tools. You've got to have specific steps that you take to get out of this place that you're in and go to the place that you want to be, the place where you are living in freedom from these struggles, living in freedom from the obsession and the insanity and the pain and the guilt and the embarrassment and the shame. Shame is a huge one. I could do a whole episode just on that. I know that you feel great shame about the fact that you have not succeeded permanently. Well, chasing another diet, getting another book or another diet system on, again, how to eat and exercise, it's not going to solve this problem. It's not going to fix the shame. It's not going to fix the guilt. It's not going to stop your compulsive overeating. It will not stop your yo-yo dieting. Can you do another diet, though, another food diet, and force yourself to lose weight again? Sure, you could turn off this podcast right now and go force yourself to diet. You could say, this JoLynn Braley, she doesn't know what she's talking about. I don't have a mindset problem. I can lose weight. You're right, you can lose weight. But how are you ever going to keep it off if you don't fix the root of the problem? Look at your own experience. You don't need me to tell you these things. Look at your own life experience. If what you have been doing has given you the results of struggle-free success with your weight, a healthy relationship with food, a healthy relationship with yourself, a healthy relationship with your body. If what you have been doing allows you to live a healthy and fit lifestyle without any struggle, without any force, yes, of course you have to make an effort. You have to stand up, go to the treadmill or go outside or pick up the weights. You have to stand up, go to the grocery store, buy the healthy foods, do the cooking. But those things, those actions are extremely easy once you have a weight loss mindset. It is your mindset that is stopping you from living without struggle today and is keeping you in the yo-yo dieting. Your FAT mindset is a perfect match to yo-yo dieting syndrome. And again, FAT, those are your fear-attracting thoughts. When you have a mindset that is fat, that is FAT, you know you have that mindset because you are yo-yo dieting, because you can never and have never been able to successfully, struggle-free release the fat, keep it off, and you continue to struggle with food. And I tell you what, if you could lose just 1 pound without any struggle, without any force, without any willpower, without feeling deprived, with total ease, then that means that you could release another and another and another and another. And this is something very interesting, that when folks listen to the audio testimonials and they read the written testimonials of the awesome people I've worked with, and they see Barb, who has released 50 pounds of fat already, and Dave has released 90 pounds without any struggle. All these people are doing it struggle-free. But then they see this person over here who was only 15 pounds overweight to begin with, and she had more pain and more struggle in her mind than someone who is 150 pounds overweight and has given up. But this person has released 5 pounds of excess fat struggle-free. And then you read about her and you say, well, she's not a success. She's only dropped 5 pounds. What you don't understand is that if you can release 1 pound struggle-free, then why couldn't you do another and another and another and another and another? There's nothing that would stop you if you had no struggle. If you didn't have to force yourself to diet, if you didn't have to stuff yourself every Sunday to eat everything in sight because you knew that Monday morning you were not going to allow yourself to eat any of those foods again, if you could actually eat only when hungry physically and stop when physically full, if you could feel absolutely fantastic about yourself even before you get to your goal weight, which is essential, if you could do all these things and you could release 1 pound doing that and then another and then another and then another, and you have the tools to maintain your mindset, which you've got to maintain your mindset, you got to feed your mind before your body, then what would stop you from releasing the rest of the excess fat? You see, struggle-free permanent weight loss is not about fast fat loss. It's not about what you've been doing your whole life. It's not about yo-yo dieting. It's not about forcing yourself to diet. It's not about finding some other new gimmick or injection or pill or sprinkle or food combining or how to eat this, don't eat that, any kind of thing like that. It's about solving the root problem and getting in full alignment with yourself, becoming the you that you've always wanted to be on the inside, and then that body will match up on the outside without struggle. And I know it's very hard to understand because you are so ingrained in diet mentality and you have an FAT mindset, and you know you do because you're a yo-yo dieter. But that's the way out. The way out is through your inner self, and that's where 90% of your problem is now. You get a weight loss mindset, all of this mess is done. So the number three step to ending your yo-yo dieting syndrome forever, if you want to do that in the least amount of time possible, if you want to heal the root and do this in just a couple weeks, I mean, gosh, what's a few weeks compared to a lifetime of struggle, and then be able to live the rest of your life without that struggle. The way to do that, the way to get this done in the least amount of time possible, is you hire a skilled professional, a highly skilled professional, to mentor you through the proven steps that have worked for every person who came before you. And this is exactly what I do with my inspiring, awesome, fun, excited clients in the Inner Self Diet. And it is the solution to end all of your ongoing food and weight struggles. It is the solution to end your yo-yo dieting. It takes care of anything that could be ailing you and that is causing you to overeat now and stuff yourself and add more fat on your body and keep the fat on your body. The Inner Self Diet solves all of it. Is it magic? Do I tap you on the head with a magic wand and say you're healed? No. No, you have to learn how to take full control of your own mind and your own emotions. Because after all, would you really want someone else in control of your mind and your emotions? Would you want that? And if you are not in full control of your mind and emotions now, someone else is. Whether that's the media, whether that's the fast food establishments, whether that's all those commercials you watch on TV and then you salivate and you have to go out and buy a pizza, whether it's some person in your life, if you're not in control, full control of your mind and emotions, and you're living by reaction, which is how most people live, then when you're living like that, you're not in control. And again, you'll keep the yo-yo dieting syndrome going because that anxiety that you feel about your ongoing struggles, the anxiety you feel when you do lose weight, but then you just gain it all back, and then you're worried about what everyone else is thinking about you. They saw you at a size 10, and now you're a size 16 again. And then you go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. That will not end unless you heal the root of your problem. Am I saying this to you? Am I sharing this with you to scare you? No, it is just how it is. It's just how it is. And hey, you can keep dieting. You can keep yo-yo dieting if you like that. I don't know anyone who likes it, though. It's a big pain in the ass. It's not any fun. It's not any way to live. Life is not supposed to be a struggle. Life is supposed to be good for you. You are supposed to enjoy your life. You are supposed to be living in a body you love. You're supposed to be having fun and living in abundance. You're supposed to be rocking the house of you, whoever you are, not rocking the house of me or some celebrity or your husband or your kids or your boss or your clients or anyone else. The Inner Self Diet is about you, 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 you. Once you get that sorted out, everything else falls into place and weight loss becomes the least of your problems. Oh, and to take your first step towards that, go to discovery-session.com. Fill out the application for the complimentary weight loss discovery session. That's your first step towards ending yo-yo dieting forever. Let's take a quick commercial break. Today's sponsor of the JoLynn Braley Show is FearlessFatLoss.com. What is Fearless Fat Loss? Fearless Fat Loss is the opposite of an FAT mindset. FAT is fear attracting thoughts. Fearless Fat Loss is all about getting a weight loss mindset. And you can go there to FearlessFatLoss.com, grab my free 5-day e-course. You'll learn for sure if you need more information or more learning. In that free 5-day e-course, you will learn what has really been stopping you from losing weight for good and what you can do about it. And you can grab that now at fearlessfatloss.com. Okay, some questions to ask yourself right now. Grab a piece of paper and a pen. On every episode of the JoLynn Braley Show, I give you questions to ask yourself. Obviously, if you were working with me, if I were your mentor, then we would be having real communication in real time, and then we would make very quick progress. This is a free podcast, and you can at least learn more about where you're at by asking yourself these very powerful questions. So write the question down on paper and then write your answer down also. If you do this on a keyboard, you will miss out on the connection that occurs between your head, your hand, and your heart. And if you do this in your head and you don't write it on paper with a pen, then you're not even getting a tenth of the benefit you could get from this podcast. So, first question to ask yourself, how much longer am I willing to continue yo-yo dieting? How much longer exactly am I willing to continue yo-yo dieting? So write that down, and then write down the number of days, the number of months, the number of years, however long you're willing to continue yo-yo dieting. And as I shared with you earlier, that will continue, that syndrome will continue unless you heal the root of your ongoing food and weight struggles. And that's all about your mindset. That's in your inner self. The next question only pertains to you if your answer to the first question was, I'm not willing to yo-yo diet any longer. So if your answer to that first question was, I don't want to do this anymore, then the next question to ask yourself is, how quickly do I want to have full freedom from fill in the blank with whatever your struggles are? Compulsive overeating, emotional eating, binge eating, late night stuffing, food obsessions, negative self-talk, self-criticism, self-sabotage, inability to start, inability to continue, negative self-image, low self-esteem, whatever it is that is stopping you. Or if you don't know what it is that's stopping you, then just put in the blank, I don't know what's stopping me, but I've got a huge block because I've never achieved the results that I want. So the question again is, how quickly do I want to achieve full freedom from fill in the blank? And then write your answer to that question. How quickly do you want to do this? Now, if your answer to that question is, I want to have this full freedom right now, then the next question to ask yourself is, what could possibly stop me from getting the help I need, getting the help of a pro, so that I can have this success now? What could possibly stop me from getting the help of a pro so that I can have this success now? Now, why would you need the help of a pro? Well, if you already knew how to heal the root of your lifelong food and weight struggles, wouldn't you have already done that 10, 20, 30 years ago? If you could already achieve struggle-free, permanent weight loss on your own, then wouldn't you already be doing that? Now, you can, of course. You've got many options. Choice is always better than no choice. You could force yourself to diet again. You could keep yo-yo dieting. You could go buy a bunch of self-help books and see if you could, I don't know, try to put something together. I can share with you my experience with that. I did that for over 20 years, and I didn't get anywhere with it. When I went from a size 12 to an 8 in only 2 months, that was because I hired my own coaches to help me. I never achieved that on my own. Even though I already had the skills, I was already coaching other people to success. We are our biggest roadblocks. And if you allow yourself to stand in your way, then you will continue to struggle where you are. If that's okay with you, then that's awesome. Take full badass responsibility for your choice and just keep going with it. You don't have to change. Nobody says you have to change. The only people who change are the ones who deeply desire it and they know they deserve to have a better life. So look at your answer that you wrote there. What could possibly stand in my way of getting the help that I obviously need, the help of a pro, so that I can solve this problem now. I can get the freedom now. If you wrote down that you don't believe you deserve to get help, that you should have to figure it all out on your own, then ask yourself, how exactly will I ever get to this place where I believe I deserve it? What do I need to do to believe I deserve it? That's a bit of a conundrum, though, because that is something that's going to be hard for you to do on your own. But at least you're aware of the problem, if that's what the problem is. If you wrote down that money will stop you from getting the help you need, well, that is the number one excuse. Money and time are the two top excuses that people use to stay where they are. So what you want to look at is, look at all the times in your life that there was something that you really, really wanted, or you really wanted to do it. Did you use money as an excuse? Even if you didn't have the money, you found it, didn't you? You asked someone else for a loan. You got it done because your desire was that strong. So if that is the answer you got to that question, then that's telling you that either you don't believe that you can really have struggle-free permanent success with your weight, or you don't believe that you deserve it, or you really don't want it that bad. Those are the only reasons that you'd use money as an excuse. Because if you really believed that you could have it, that you could end all of your food and weight struggles, that you could put yo-yo dieting behind you, that you could put your compulsive overeating behind you, that you could put your overweight battles behind you, if you really believed you could have that, and you knew that you could get it done by doing some steps that were already proven to work for others, which is what I do with my clients in the Inner Self Diet, then why wouldn't you do it? You wouldn't do it if you don't believe you deserve it, or if you don't believe you can have it, and unfortunately your beliefs will rule your life and they will stop you. The only way to get beyond those limiting beliefs, to get the help that you desperately need, is if your desire is strong enough and high enough. So then what you'd want to do is you'd want to take that piece of paper and you want to write down all the reasons why, first of all, write down all the reasons why you deserve to live in freedom from your pain and your struggles and your shame and your embarrassment about your overeating and your overweight. And then write down all of the benefits you will get from achieving that freedom. What will happen in your work life when you have full confidence in yourself? Because you would have full confidence in yourself if you could solve this battle once and for all, wouldn't you? I mean, how would you feel about yourself if you no longer had struggles with food and your weight, if you could actually be a naturally slender person? How confident, how good, how unstoppable would you feel? So if you had that result, what would happen in your work life, in your career, in your business? What are the things that you'd be out there doing that you're not doing now because you don't feel good about yourself? What would happen in your relationships? What would transform there? If you're already married, how much better would your sex life be if you felt good in your own skin? If you're not married and you want to date, how much better would your dating life be if you felt absolutely fantastic about yourself and you were no longer looking for approval from anyone else? What would happen in your spiritual life? How connected would you feel in this universe? How much faith would you have? How much belief would you have that things really are always working out for you? If you could finally solve this one thing that you've never had success in your life, if you could put the yo-yo dieting behind you, if you could put the overeating, all of that mess behind you. So you need to write all that out on paper. Why do you deserve to succeed? Why do you deserve to do this now? And what are all the benefits you'll get from this? How much more money will you make? I mean, shoot. If you could feel unstoppable about yourself and feel so good in your body and so good about yourself, then why wouldn't you be out there rocking your business or rocking your career or going back to school to get your PhD or whatever it is that you've wanted to do that you haven't done because you felt like crap about yourself, and then you go eat to try to make yourself feel better, and that only makes you feel worse. Your overweight problems are not about food and exercise. You have a life problem. You have a mindset problem. Only when you solve that will you be able to release that fat without struggle and allow it to stay off. So write all that down on paper to help yourself out, to make a little bit of progress now. Why not? Why not take advantage of what I just gave you here on this free podcast? And then, if you really are serious about ending these struggles right now, then your first step is to go to discovery-session.com. Fill out the application for a complimentary weight loss discovery session so that I can hear from you. You'll actually talk to me personally. And I will want to hear from you. What did you get from this podcast? What happened with all the exercises, all the questions you wrote down, and your answers you got on paper? Why is it so important for you to end your struggles now? What will it do for you? How will your business transform? How will your career transform? How much more money will you make? What will happen in your love life, in your relationship? If you have kids, how much of an awesome role model will you be to those children if you could just get your act together? Which means that you would not need to tell them to do anything different. You would take care of yourself, change yourself, and the rest of it will all change. It's not about those other people. This is all about you. Okay, so shout outs. To get a shout out from me on the JoLynn Braley Show, go to thejolynnbraleyshow.com, click like to like our Facebook page, and I will give you a shout out on an upcoming show. Do that at thejolynnbraleyshow.com. Let's do a quick recap here of what you learned today. What you learned today is what yo-yo dieting syndrome is, which you probably already knew what it was. You learned that dieting clearly doesn't work, which you know that from your own personal life experience. You don't really even need me to tell you that. A big thing that you learned is exactly how many years you have been struggling with food and your weight. More than likely, you never really examined it that closely. But when you see that this is a 20, 30, 40-year-old problem, now it makes so much more sense to you why the dieting has never solved it. You learned that in order to achieve struggle-free lasting success with your weight, the root of your overeating and overweight struggles must be healed. There's no other way out of it. You learned that you can go force yourself to do another diet. You could do that right now, and you could lose weight. Will you keep it off? Will you maintain it? No. Not unless you do the inner work. One of the universal laws that we all live under is the inner and the outer always match. You must become on the inside the person who would live the healthy and fit lifestyle on the outside, the person who would live in the body on the outside, the person who would be living the life you've always wanted to live in, the body you've always wanted to live in. You've got to become that on the inside first. Then when you take the action to eat healthy and exercise and you lose that weight, you will be able to keep it off. You also learned that your lifelong food and weight struggles have absolutely nothing to do with food, exercise, or your overweight. You learned that those are only symptoms. You learned that your overeating and your overweight body are only symptoms of a much deeper issue. And you learned that your mindset is FAT, and once you replace that FAT mindset with a weight loss mindset, weight loss will be the easiest thing for you to do. Okay, once again, what is the quickest and easiest way for you to achieve freedom from all of your ongoing food and weight struggles? You do the things that some other people have already done before you. Some other people who have all succeeded. Every person I've worked with in the Inner Self Diet who has done the steps and done them per the instructions has achieved struggle-free, lasting success with their weight. There's no way that it cannot work because you were born as a naturally slender person. You were not a compulsive overeater as a baby. All right? So once this inner self stuff is healed and resolved, then you will be able to live in harmony with yourself, with food, with weight, and you'll be able to get on with your life. And the quickest way to do that is to start with a complimentary weight loss discovery session. Apply for that at discovery-session.com. Next week's episode, how your ego keeps you fat. Be sure to go to thejolynbraleyshow.com. Like our Facebook page, you'll get a shout out from me on an upcoming show. If you're subscribed in iTunes, go ahead and give the show a 5-star rating. I believe this is a 5-star show. I am here to help you break out of that diet mentality and stop beating your head against the wall, thinking that a little food diet is going to solve your problems. It's not. If that's the only thing you get out of the Jolynn Braley Show, then that's a big thing, because at least you know that there's a reason why 95% of dieters fail. Go over to fearlessfatloss.com to learn more. Grab your free 5-day e-course while you're there. It will help you answer the question, is your mindset fit or FAT? I'll also share with you in that e-course what you can do about it. One last time, if you really are serious about ending this madness right now, then go to discovery-session.com, fill out that application, and get that in. There are a limited number of slots available each week, and they are reviewed on a first-come, first-serve basis. This is Jolynn Braley, weight loss mindset expert, founder of the Inner Self Diet, and you have been listening to the Jolynn Braley Show. Here's to your best life in your ideal body.